In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And I know what you're saying already. Jesse, why does your normally sultry voice sound a little bit weird? Well, you're probably going to hear that a bit tonight. Like warriors do, I'm playing hurt out here. All right? And I'm here's what's weird. I don't feel sick. I'm not tired. I don't have a fever. I don't have a headache. I don't. There's nothing's wrong except there's something in my throat, and I don't know. I don't know what it is. So that's why my voice sounds a little different tonight. Nevertheless, we're gonna get our way through this together. And here's what we have tonight: the government. No, the kids aren't sick, Chris. By the way, the kids. I don't know. Anyway, the government. What can they do to you? How does it work? How do all these frame jobs work? I have two incredible examples of why the government is what we need to be most worried about in this country. I have that tonight. We have masks coming back just like I told you they would. We have company parties. We have emails. We have so much to get to. I will address Donald Trump's major announcement that he teased yesterday and what that turned out to be today. And that's probably going to be wildly offensive, so I'm going to go ahead and knock that out about 10 minutes from now so I can make sure I offend you early and often. Before we get to that, I'm going to do something else. It's really out of character for me. So you know I'm more than willing to criticize Republicans. I do that often. I always will, because Republicans are, for the most part, useless. And you know I'll criticize the communists because I'm an anti-communist, and that's really what I do. But there are a couple communists out there today. I'm actually going to compliment to open up the show. I bet you never saw that coming. I bet when you tuned into the Jesse Kelly Show tonight, you didn't know that's what you'd be getting. Nevertheless, that's what you're getting. First and foremost, I want to talk about Eric Adams, New York City Mayor Eric Adams. I'm going to get to Nancy Pelosi in a second. There's something that's common with people when they don't have money, when people are poor or don't have money. And I can say this confidently because that has been me for most of my life. And I am going to speak to younger Jesse here for most of my life. When you don't have things that you want, it is human nature. You know, envy's part of it, a part of us. It's human nature to look at people who have those things and resentment creeps in. Starts to creep in. I'm not by nature a jealous person, but when I drive a 1983 Honda Accord that I bought for $600, which I did in high school, and I looked around at all these other kids in my school driving brand new pickup trucks, brand new SUVs. I'll never forget one guy had a brand new Chevy Tahoe, of course. Then he started driving around the prettiest girl in school. I didn't hate him, but I had these moments where I thought, man, what I wouldn't give for a Chevy Tahoe. I want to take her out. So I know that's human nature. I know it is. But it's a bad part of human nature, and I'm pointing to myself as well. Maybe you're in that place in your life right now. By the way, you're not going to stay there, right? Life has peaks and valleys. Maybe you're in a place right now where, man, you've been swinging and you've been missing and things ain't working and you don't have the things you want and other people do have the things you want. And maybe you're letting some resentment kick in. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this. I want to give a shout out to Eric Adams for putting it pretty well, I thought.
To continually attack high income earners, where 51% of our taxes are paid by 2% of New Yorkers. It's blow my mind when I hear people say, so what if they leave? No, you leave. I want my high income earners right here in this city. I want them to be part of the person who drives the limousine to be paid a good wage and a person sitting in the back of the limousine to continue to use their discretionary funding to go to our restaurants, our hotels.
I can't believe I'm saying this. That was really well done. That's one. Two, Nancy Pelosi. You see, you know how embarrassed I get by the low-T GOP. And I will be honest with you, yesterday, that embarrassment was so peak, I actually didn't play this on last night's show because I was worried. Like, I don't do yell and scream radio. That's very rare for me. I don't like to stress you out. I want to make your day better, not worse. We have to talk about hard things. I can get depressing sometimes, but I don't like to scream into the microphone. I knew if I played this yesterday, I was in a bad mood. I knew that I would lose my mind and start screaming and yelling. But John Boehner, Republican, former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, he showed up at Nancy Pelosi's portrait unveiling. She's stepping down as speaker, so of course she gets a portrait like she's some kind of king or queen. And this hag gets a portrait unveiled, and John Boehner gets invited to speak, and John Boehner gets up there. And I just want to, before I play this, I want you to know, if you're frustrated by the gains the communists have been making over the years, and you're frustrated and you don't understand why. I don't understand why. Why do we only move left? Why does the government only get bigger? Why does the spending only get worse? Why do the cultural issues only get worse? Why? You want to know why? Because these are the freaking people who've been fighting for us.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker,
oh, God,
how much we admire her.
Oh, my word. That is so embarrassing. That's why they've been winning and we've been losing. Do you want to hear another example of why they've been winning and we've been losing? Because, again, I'll roll it back for you again. It's just really quickly here. This is what we sound like.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker how much we admire her.
That was our Speaker of the House, John Boehner. This is what their Speaker of the House talks like. That's what we talk like. This is what they talk like.
Will you commit to serving your full 2-year term for the people of San Francisco?
What is this? Don't bother me with a question like that. Really? Really? Okay? Is that what I'm going to do? Yeah, I don't, those kind of questions are such a waste of my time.
I love her. I know you hate her. And don't get me wrong, I hate her too. But you know what I would give to have this person leading my party?
Will you commit to serving your full 2-year term for the people of San Francisco?
What is this? Don't bother me with a question like that.
Instead of this person.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker how much we admire her.
I'm so choked up that I get to be here in D.C. and I get to send off this horrific hag who's destroyed my country. I'm just getting choked up. Let me ask you something. Honest, I want you to be honest with yourself. If, let's say John Boehner had been speaker for a very, very long time, and John Boehner invited Nancy Pelosi to come speak at the unveiling of his portrait. Let me ask you something. Do you think Nancy Pelosi would, one, even show up, or two, do you think Nancy Pelosi would step up to the microphone and just get all choked up at the honor? I'm so honored to sit here in front of you My girls love you, Nancy. Do you think Nancy Pelosi would do that? I am so frustrated that the communists play to win. They're out there like it's a daggone blood sport, tooth and nail, every single day. They're out there brawling for it like you want to, like I want to. They have the attitude we want from our people, but we don't get it. We don't get that attitude from our people. We, our people, we're dying to go along and get along. So that's it. I just wanted to pay, I wanted to pay homage myself to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, I hate your guts. Man, I wish you'd been playing for my team for the last 20 years, because God knows we don't have any of you. Well, not very many anyway. Good grief. All right. Now, another quick thing, and then I'm going to move off this. Totally a different subject, but here's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
I don't think anyone knows whether we're going to have a recession or not, and if we do, whether it's going to be a deep one or not. It's just, it's not knowable.
Okay. Do you have gold that's been delivered to your front house yet? To your front door? You know that there's a very, very, very good chance. How many Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell clips? How many of these clips do I need to play you before you accept that there is a good chance that we are in a deep recession next year and maybe for multiple years? Oxford Gold Group will deliver gold coins to your front door. Not gold held in a vault for you somewhere. Not an email. Hey, congratulations on buying gold. We've got it in our house. No. Gold coins delivered to your front door. Remember, invest in things you can touch and feel. Land, houses, gold, silver. 5,000 years from now, the gold you bought from Oxford Gold Group will be discovered by an archaeologist, and it'll be worth a fortune still. That's lasting. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They will take good care of you. I promise. They're super chill. I love working with them. I sent my own dad there, all right? Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. For gold you can hold. We will be right back with how do they set you up? How do they get you? I'll tell you in a second.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What day is it? It's Thursday already. Oh my gosh, we're almost at the end of the week. Jeez, get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The whole 3 hours are your questions. Get them in to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, let's address the Trump news from today. And I want to make sure I read all this verbatim because I don't want to take anything out of context and want to make sure we're delivering real news, not fake news, right? So yesterday, Trump went on social media, and this is, I'm just reading verbatim, this is what he said. America needs a superhero. I will be making a major announcement tomorrow. Thank you. And there's a picture of a cartoon Trump with like some lasers coming out of his eyes. Someone did. Trump is basically a superhero where he's opening up his shirt like Superman. There's a uniform underneath. Okay. And then so today, remember, Trump said yesterday, I'll be making a major announcement. That's what he said. And so today, Trump put up a post that said major announcement. So yesterday he said, I'll be making a major announcement. Today he said major announcement. My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. These limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career. Collect all your favorite Trump digital trading cards, very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and get your cards now. Only $99 each would make a great Christmas gift. Don't wait. They will be gone, I believe, very quickly. And he followed it up with a video. And again, I don't want to interrupt. I don't want anything to be taken out of context. So I'll just let it play.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles.
Okay. All right, let's move on to some other stuff. Let's get to a couple emails here, and then we'll get to what we're doing. Hey, Jesse, what's your take on the timing of the arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried? Is it suspicious just before he's scheduled to be interviewed by a congressional panel? Why would federal prosecutors not want to talk to him? Your audience would love to hear your analysis. Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because I'm going to take this question and I'm going to move this into totally changing the subject, but I'm not changing the subject. So just hang with me. I'm going to come back. Take that question, the whole Sam Bankman-Fried thing. Take that question, fold it up, and put it right in your back pocket. All right? Let's talk about your shooting first. No, hear me out. Let's talk about your shooting. When is the last time you practiced? When is the last time you practiced with your weapon with your opposite hand? When's the last time you practiced from the kneeling? When's the last time you practiced in different ways than just standing up at the range and shooting? Now, I'm not judging you at all, because normal people don't think about these things. I'm telling you, if you get a Mantis X, you will not only attach this to your weapon and be able to practice in the comfort of your home, you dry fire practice, they're putting you through drills. Drills are how you get better. Drills are how you make sure you're ready. Drills. MantisX.com. Get one. It is the Christmas gift the gun lover in your family is going to freak out about. MantisX.com. All right. So you remember the question about Sam Bankman-Fried. He gets arrested the day before he's supposed to testify in front of Congress, and people are saying that's suspicious. Okay. So let's take that and set it aside. Headline for the New York Times. Three Michigan men sentenced to prison terms for aiding a plot against Whitmer. Paul Beller, Joseph Morrison, Peter Musico, they're ages 24 to 45, convicted of the plot. They're going to prison, 12 years in prison. Let's just read it. Probate court sentenced Mr. Musico to a minimum of 12 years in prison, including consecutive sentences of 5 to 20 years for gang membership, 5 to 20 years for supporting terrorist acts, 2 years for a firearms charge. The other guy got 10 years minimum. The other guy got a minimum of 7 years. Okay, so these guys are going to serious prison. 20 years at a max. They're all going to be in prison for 20 years maximum. Maybe 7, you don't know. So hard time. Okay, so Peter Musico, 45, there's a chance he's going to be 65 when he walks out of the walls of a prison. Okay? Now, I just want to make sure I cover some things, and I want you to pay attention here. I want you to don't do the thing you might be tempted to do, and I get tempted to do it. I'm not from Michigan. I don't care. Jesse, I don't know anything about Michigan. Jesse, who cares? Believe me when I tell you. What I'm about to explain applies directly to you, to your loved ones, maybe to your children, to your father, to your cousins, to your brothers. This story that's gotten no play nationally, and actually I have another one that pairs with it, it is the example for where we are and where we're going. So just hang with me for a minute. I know some of this stuff can get a little lost, so I'm going to give you the 30,000-foot view of it. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They went out hunting for these guys. Not hunting for them because they were domestic terrorists. They went hunting for these guys because they believed they could make them domestic terrorists. And if you look at these guys, they're not your top end IQ-wise. Just the life's been rough. Not your top end IQ-wise. And so FBI agents and FBI informants zeroed in on these guys. And they did this at a time when the anger towards governments was at an all-time high. You remember how mad people were. I mean, 15,000 New Yorkers were murdered in nursing homes by Andrew Cuomo. The red parts of New York were ready to burn the state down. Michigan went through the exact same thing. They were furious. Gretchen Whitmer was this horrible tyrant. So there was so much anger at the state government for the tyrannical lockdown measures and closing schools and masks and everything else. And the anger at the government began to rise. And so the FBI, your FBI, found an opportunity. Hang on, we'll finish in a second.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and it is going to be a great night today. It's already been a great night today. I can't believe I defended Eric Adams and Nancy Pelosi. What's gotten into me? Chris, am I getting soft? You know what, Chris? You're right. I like winners. I like winners out there. Nancy Pelosi out there. This is our guy. This is our guy.
Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker how much we admire her.
This is their guy.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say.
No. This is their guy.
Will you commit to serving your full 2-year term for the people of San Francisco?
What is this? Don't bother me with a question like that. Really? Really? Okay? Is that what I'm going to do? Yeah.
I love her. All right, back to the plot, the Michigan plot. Believe me, this applies to you. So the FBI goes hunting for any groups of men who may be really, really angry about the COVID tyranny. And they find some guys. And what they do is they start sending their agents and or informants after these guys. And they start planning with them a plot to kidnap and assassinate Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Already this sounds terrible, doesn't it? I mean, already it's terrible. Wait a minute. The FBI came up with the plan? Oh, no. You don't understand. The FBI not only came up with the plan, they organized the plan, funded the plan, and I just can't even believe I'm saying this. They actually took the guys that they're now convicting. FBI agents and or informants took the guys that they're now going to send to a penitentiary. They took them to the summer cabin. Apparently the governor of Michigan has a summer home to summer cabin. They took and showed them the summer cabin where they were going to kidnap her and then take her out. I think it was Lake Erie or something like that on one of the Great Lakes. Then the FBI even sold the guys the explosives they used to then turn around in October of 2020. In case you're wondering, that's right before the election. That's called the October surprise. The FBI then descends on these guys and arrests them. They start putting them through trials. Juries keep getting hung because, wait, this looks like it's all on the FBI. Finally, they get to a judge who blocks the jury from hearing all the coordination between the guys who are on trial and FBI informants. The guys who were on trial should be able to say, hold on. You said I organized this? I have a text message right here saying that John Doe organized this, the FBI informant. This isn't on me. This is all entrapment. The judge blocks that. They finally get a conviction. Now, let's go to the best part. You remember how I just said these guys might spend 20 years? There'll be minimum 7 to 10, but maybe 20 years of hard time. This may be the best part of the whole thing. The men sentenced on Thursday were not accused of committing terrorist acts themselves. Prosecutors told jurors that the defendants' actions helped support a plot, which amounted to a crime. We are sending men who were set up and entrapped, we are sending them to prison for the next two decades of their lives. They didn't plan it. They didn't fund it. They didn't organize it. They frankly didn't even participate in it. And these men are being sent to prison for the next 20 years simply because the FBI wanted to go after Americans who were angry about the lockdown measures, and they wanted to paint Republicans as being some violent group of domestic terrorists right before the election that happened in November of 2020. Now, let me ask you something. Let me go back to the email. Jesse, what's your take on the timing of the arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried? Is it suspicious just before he's scheduled to be interviewed by a congressional panel? Why would federal prosecutors not want to talk to him? Your audience would love to hear your analysis. Well, here's the thing. I don't know. You don't know. But when the government does things like I just described in Michigan, how in the world could we ever trust anything we see ever again? When the Department of Justice is working with the FBI to frame a bunch of doofuses in Michigan for some terrorist plot that they never would have organized or planned or come close to pulling off without FBI help. And then at the end of all this, they even took the nonviolent guys and they're shoving them in a dark hole for 20 years. How could I trust anything the DOJ does? I officially think everything they do is nefarious and political. And frankly, that should be the default for you and me and every human being that resides within the United States of America. The default position on everything now should be the government is lying. I wonder why. That should be the default position for everything. And look, this goes to something we've been talking about when it comes to late stage Republic stuff is it's hard to get to a place where you accept that, isn't it? It's hard to get to a place where, man, what? But it actually goes beyond the government. Many, many people have lived in societies where their cultural institutions all became corrupted and they were all lying all the time. That's where you are in America. And I know that's crazy and I don't want that. You don't want that, but we have to acknowledge where we are. If the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, says something about anything, your natural default position should be, I bet they're lying. I wonder if they're lying. Hey, why are they lying? That should be your deal. Look, I'm looking at a headline right here from Gothamist. COVID-19 cases in New York City schools, but mask wearing is up. COVID-19 cases are up in New York City schools. Mask wearing is up. By the way, I didn't mean to call it COVID. I meant to call it Glovid.
Help save lives and combat COVID-19.
Okay. COVID-19 cases are up in New York City schools, but mask wearing is not. Masks don't do anything. Your mask, it's stupid. It's not just stupid now. It was always stupid. Dr. Fauci has admitted as much because of that deposition that happened in Missouri. We even now know not only did he say it on camera, he said it to friends privately. Don't wear a mask. That's dumb. Masks don't do anything. But because every one of your cultural institutions has spent the last 2.5 years telling you that masks somehow do something, this is becoming ingrained in the public because people have simply not accepted yet that everything they see is a lie. And that's hard. Isn't that hard to get to that place? Everything you see is a lie. It is difficult to accept truths like that. Nevertheless, it is. Am I suspicious about Sam Bankman-Fried getting cuffs put on him right before he was supposed to sit in front of Republicans and be asked some very difficult questions? Do keep in mind, the biggest donor to Democrats last election cycle was George Soros. The second, Sam Bankman-Fried. Am I suspicious about the Department of Justice potentially arresting Sam Bankman-Fried in an effort to protect Democrats? Oh, I'm way beyond suspicious. That's exactly what I think they did. And it's your job now, DOJ, because you have violated trust. Not me. You violated trust. Now it's your job to prove me wrong. I don't have to prove that to you. You've lied to me 1,000 times. You have to prove it to me. You prove me wrong. All right, enough. Enough of that. Enough of that nonsense. And definitely enough of the mask wearing. New York City kids, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Speaking of children, you know, we've been talking a lot about, we love to talk about tyrants oftentimes because we love to talk about history, Stalin and Mao and all of them. But there's something people don't know, don't realize about the 20th century tyrants. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a moment. Before we do that, let's go save one life tonight. One life. Preborn, they set up shop. They set up these pro-life clinics that give these women free ultrasounds. They set up shop in the most high abortion areas in the country. That's what they do. They focus the areas where kids get killed the most, and they simply they don't yell, scream, they don't intimidate, they would never do anything like that. They simply tell these scared young mothers, hey, come in. Hey, you got options. Hey, come in, just come in. We'll give you a free ultrasound. It costs $28 for preborn to give that to that young woman for free. And then after they do that, up to 2 years of care. Diapers, formula, substance abuse help, whatever she needs. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28 tonight. Or $28,000. Preborn.com/Jesse. They're all tax deductible. Sponsored by Preborn. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are so close to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can smell it. Don't worry, I'll be here playing hurt. I'm playing hurt tonight. You can probably hear it. My voice isn't as sultry as it usually is. What, Chris? It's not. But anyway, get your questions in. All 3 hours on Friday for you new listeners. Apparently, we just set another download record, so there's not a lot of new listeners. So I need to explain something. On Friday, you realize the show is a little bit different. On Fridays, the show is all 3 hours of me answering your questions. They do not have to be political, by the way. They can be. That's obviously totally fine. It can be anything you want. History, me, employment, stupid things, men, women. It doesn't matter. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Get them in now. Now, I am a little bit worried about this little thing I have going on in my throat. Not because I'm hurting. Like I said, no fever, no anything like that. It's changing my voice. I'm worried, and I'll tell you why. I played for you a couple times the John Boehner thing. I'll play again right now real quick, this thing.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker how much we admire her.
Here's what has me worried. That's 3 times now. That's 3 times I've played that. How much of my T levels dropped? You know, listening to too much of that is going to drop your T levels. There's just no question about that. If I play it again, I may become a woman. It may be Jessica, the Jessica Kelly Show, by the end of the show if I continue to play this. So we've come up with a plan, the Jesse Kelly Show team. I normally take a Chalk male vitality stack once a day. That's my normal routine. That's what they say you're supposed to do. Now, I'm not sure of the safety of any of this, but every time we play the John Boehner soundbite, I think I'm going to take an extra dose of the male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days with natural stuff, not injections. Fellas, do you want to sound like
and
this?
Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker.
Get your male vitality stack now. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscriptions, all right? Get a subscription. You don't have to remember to reorder it. Cancel any time, but it's just nice to save a boatload of money. Ladies, good news. There's a female vitality stack. Do you want to have guts like this?
Will you commit to serving your full two-year term for the people of San Francisco?
What is this? Don't bother me with a question like that. Really?
Female vitality stack. Also, 35% off. The entire website, all the supplements, 35% off. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Now, before we get to the other thing that's out there, I'm going to kind of break down something that's going on in Virginia. Something that you probably haven't heard a ton about, or maybe you heard a blip or two here, but it's a great example of how the government gets you. Remember, we just laid out the DOJ, FBI, how they get you. Before I get to that, I'm going to get to what I teased. When we think about the monsters of history, what we almost always do is we take the monsters of the 20th century and we put them at the top. Probably justifiably so, right? When you think of history's monsters, who's the first one always comes to mind? It's Stalin, or it's Hitler, or it's Mao, or it's... And those are all 20th century figures. And when you look at the sheer numbers of people they killed, it's hard not to make that your short list. I mean, who has anyone on the top three outside of those three? Pol Pot, maybe. But there's your top five, right? So there's your monsters of history. And what's crazy, there's a mistake we make, and I make this mistake too. We look at these guys. You look at some old video of Hitler with his stupid freaking mustache screaming about Jews. Or you look at Stalin up there. Or you look at Mao and that scumbag smile he always had on his face. And you think to yourself, man alive, what evil they were. They were so evil. I can't believe how many monsters there were back then. It's so tempting to do that, isn't it? Back then. Back in the day. There were so many of those. I can't believe how many monsters there used to be. I'm going to play you something right now. And I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that the person you're hearing that I'm about to play for you, that human being, one, has a gigantic amount of power on this planet, and two, if this human being has his way, he will kill more people than Stalin, Mao, and Hitler combined, and by an order of magnitude. Let's just call it 150 million between Stalin, Mao, and Hitler. No one knows how many. There's a lot of dead bodies out there. Let's call it 150 million. Please understand that if this human being gets his way, and he's right on the cusp of getting his way, the plan is called the 2030 plan for a reason. Understand that if this human being gets his way, 150 million? That's the first month.
Is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
Hold on. Just listen to why he says, okay, at first glance, he says it's a bit scary. Listen to what Bill Gates thinks is scary.
Less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today is happening even faster.
So he thinks going from 1 billion people on the planet to 7 billion people on the planet, think about all that life. Think about all that wonderful life that is. From 1 billion to 7 billion, Isn't that good? Isn't that exciting? No, no, remember, he said it was scary, but don't worry, he has a plan.
So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
Just want to pause on that for a moment. You know what? You and I, we're going to marinate on just that for a moment. So Melinda and I, that was his former wife. She left him. She told Variety magazine she left him in part because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, but we're not going to go into that right now. But he said, Melinda and I, we wondered, we were going to make these medicines, you know, medicines for kids. But then we had a real moment of pause. If we make these medicines for kids, they might stay alive. They might not die. Look, that's not my words. I'll play it for you again, and I'm going to let him keep going so you don't think I'm taking anything out of context. You think that the worst monsters who ever lived in the 20th century, when the truth is the worst monsters who have ever lived are living right now. The 21st century monsters are so much deadlier than the 20th century monsters could ever have hoped to be. And we better not let them get their way. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.